moments of melody, some words for today on Wings of Song. Listen as this young communist speaks. We communists have a high casualty rate. We're the ones that get shot and hung and lynched and tarred and feathered and jailed and slandered and ridiculed and fired from our jobs and in every other way made uncomfortable as possible. A certain percentage of us get killed or imprisoned. We live in virtual poverty. We turn back to the party every penny we make above what is necessary to keep us alive. There's one thing in which I'm dead earnest, and that is the communist cause. It's my life, my business, my religion, my hobby, my sweetheart, my wife, my mistress, my bread, my meat. I work at it in the daytime and dream of it at night. Its hold on me grows, not lessens as time goes on. Therefore, I cannot carry on a friendship, a love affair, or even a conversation without relating it to its force, which both drives and guides my life. I evaluate people, books, ideas, and actions according to how they affect the communist cause by their attitude towards it. I have already been in jail because of my ideas, and if necessary, I am ready to go before a firing squad. I just read a young communist letter to his girlfriend. Sobering, isn't it? In our verses today from the Bible, the Lord Jesus outlines the requirements for those who follow Him. Great multitudes bore Him company on His way. To these the Lord Jesus turned and said, "If any man comes to me without hating his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yes, and his own life too, he can be no disciple of mine. A man cannot be my disciple unless he takes up his own cross and follows after me. Consider if one of you has a mind to build a tower, does he not first sit down and count the cost that must be paid, if he is to have enough to finish it? If he is to lay the foundation and then find himself unable to complete the work, so that all who see it will fall to mocking him and saying, 'Here is a man who began to build and could not finish his building.' Or if a king is setting out to join battle with another king, does he not first sit down and deliberate whether with his army of 10,000 he can meet the onset of one who has 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still at a distance, he dispatches envoys to ask for conditions of peace. And so it is with you. None of you can be my disciple if he does not take leave of all that he possesses. Salt is a good thing, but if the salt itself becomes tasteless, what is there left to give taste to it? It is of no use either to the soil or to the dung heap. It will be thrown away altogether. Listen, you that have ears to hear with." We have ears, but do we hear when Christ calls us to follow Him, to sacrifice? He's still looking for disciples, real followers, real disciples.